The following tale is a twofold mystery of sorts. It's certainly a whodunit, but more interestingly, it's the mystery of what it is that is hardwired into our souls, our DNA, our being, that compels us to push ourselves to uncover the truths about those closest to us, our family. Unfortunately, this story doesn't answer any of those questions. That's what makes it a mystery. In the end, you'll be left more curious and hankering for an explanation. On October 30th, 2018, Michael Jr. and Christopher Carroll climbed the stairs of the Lake Grove, New York home located on Olive Street that had been in the Carroll family for over 60 years. "Dad, there is something I think you should see," one of the boys said. Michael Sr. made his way down the stairs, looked into the hole, and lying there before him was a skeleton. George Carroll was born in 1933 and married Dorothy in 1952. The couple went on to have four children. Not much information is available regarding the Carroll marriage during the years that led up to the mysterious disappearance of George in 1963. He just vanished, and no satisfactory answers were forthcoming from Dorothy. Her response when asked was, "He went out and never came back." The children, Jean, Patricia, Stephen, and Michael, were 10, 8, 6, and 2 respectively when George disappeared. Growing up, the children would often ask about their father, but the questioning faded as they came to know that it was something that just wasn't talked about. The two younger children, Stephen and Michael, were only left with vague memories of their father, as their years with him were so short. Life went on for the Carroll family, and Dorothy never reported George missing, and curiously, neither did anybody else. Throughout the years, rumors floated around that George returned to a girlfriend in Korea. Some even said he was buried in the basement. How these rumors came about is unknown. Sometime in the ensuing years, Dorothy married a man named Richard Duress Sr., and he moved into the Olive Street home. The couple had a son together and named him Richard Duress Jr. The couple divorced in 1983 and Richard moved to Mexico. Michael Carroll bought the family home from Dorothy in 1998, before she died at the age of 64. He did ask his mother one last time about his dad. Dorothy's answer didn't change. She again told him that he left and never came back. Fast forward to the year 2015, Michael Sr., who was 20 years older than his dad was when he vanished, never forgot his father and had the yearning to find out what became of him. He consulted with a psychic who entered the basement of the home. She pointed to a spot on the floor and said, "He's buried there." So Michael hired excavators who brought in ground-penetrating radar equipment and tested the area the psychic pointed out. The equipment indicated a disturbance 5 to 6 feet under a concrete slab. From that point on, Michael was on a mission. He began digging in that spot, which wasn't an easy task. There were concerns that the foundation of the home would be compromised, but he kept at it. By this time, Richard Duress Sr. had moved from Mexico to Texas, and Michael was set to visit him in June 2018 to discuss his father's disappearance. Sadly, Richard died on the very day that Michael was supposed to meet with him. Discouraged but not deterred, he continued digging until he suffered a stroke and was unable to continue. That's when his two grown sons, Michael Jr. and Christopher, took over the task for their father. Michael called the police and informed the officers that he unearthed a skeleton in his basement that he believed was his father. The skeleton was taken to Suffolk County Medical Examiner's Office, where it was later determined to be that of George Carroll. There was blunt force trauma to his head, and the death was ruled a homicide. George was an Army corporal who served in the Korean War. He was a generous man who loved working on cars. While he was serving in the Army, he dismantled a three-wheeled vehicle and mailed the parts to his mother's home in Lake Grove, then rebuilt it when he got home. George Carroll was given a proper veteran's burial with honors on October 25, 2019, in Calverton National Cemetery, and along with that, some of the demons that haunted the Carroll children for over 50 years were buried too. Around 100 people attended the private service, where bagpipes played Amazing Grace and Army officers presented a flag to George's daughter, Jean. "This has been the greatest day of closure for us," says Stephen Carroll, who was 6 years old when his father disappeared. "The outpouring of love we have experienced today is just incredible." "This is a love story," said Jean Carroll Kennedy, who was 10 when her father disappeared. "It's a love story between children and their father." She went on to say, "I always dreamed about knowing where my father was. I am absolutely elated." "My dad was a cool guy," Michael Sr. said. He also stated, "I'm glad this is finally over, and I'm glad that I don't have to break up my house anymore. I feel great that my dad is free from that crappy hole." Who killed George Carroll and why? Why didn't anyone report him missing? Was he killed in the home? How was the fact that there was a decomposing body in the house able to be kept a secret? This is indeed a mystery, one that will probably not offer up the answers we all long for. The Carroll children are said not to be doing much speculating, but they have indicated that there may have been marital issues. The inscription for George Carroll's final resting place reads, "He never left." How fitting is that? Please stick around for a promo from a podcast by Dean and his daughter Krista called Family Plot. They delve into a variety of topics that are so interesting.
Hi, I'm Dean.
And I'm Krista.
She's the daughter.
He's the dad.
And together we are Family Plot.
So put on your adventure hat.
And join us as we take you on an adventure.
Through strange true history.
Weird true crime.
And all things paranormal.
I'm ready. I have my hat on.
It doesn't matter, Dad. No one can see us.
You're breaking the fourth wall.
Family Plot, available on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts.
And most other pod listening apps.
Thank you for listening to this bonus mini episode of Crimatorium. During the Halloween season, bonus mystery episodes will be released once a week, along with the regular ones. All episodes are researched, written, edited, and narrated by me, Madeline.